I'm a Muslim American journalist with a Pakistani name. Being pulled out of passport control lines to answer questions about my travel history is fairly routine in this post-9/11 society. Annoying, but not a big deal. But with recent government orders targeting Muslims and people of color, for the first time, I'm afraid. There's reports of people now being forced to hand over passwords to their computers, phones, and social media accounts. I'm afraid that could happen to me. Then the government would have access to my sources and their contact information. That's a serious problem. But I'm even more afraid of being treated as less of an American, despite my blue passport and New York birth. I'm not the enemy. I never felt the need to explain that to anyone until this year. But now, in certain situations, I feel I have to reassure people. I don't believe everyone sees me as a threat, of course. According to polls during this past election year, about 70% of Americans had more favorable attitudes towards Muslims than in the past. Yet other polls show nearly half of all Americans support the Muslim ban. In other words, some people say they're okay with the Muslim faith. Just don't come here. Yes, there are massive crowds gathering across the U.S. chanting, "No ban and no wall." The courts stepped in, and that's comforting. But Americans working in airports or conducting government raids are tearing families apart. The news is full of examples. A breastfeeding baby kept from her mother, a child detained by custom officials, an undocumented mother snatched from her children and deported back to a country she hasn't seen in decades. The Americans carrying out these acts have the power to make a difference, but they're choosing to stay silent when faced with directives that challenge their humanity. That both saddens and frightens me. These aren't bad people, but they're doing bad things. Some may well believe in the ban. I'm betting others are pretty conflicted. History has shown us what atrocities occur when societies dutifully follow orders that are inhumane. Americans are at a crossroads. We must choose to stand up for what's right now, while we still have the power to make a difference.